This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, Power Hour Nation. My name is Sam, and I will be here with you today. Daniel Brigman is coming in at about 7:30 a.m. this morning. We have an amazing show getting ready for you today, all about the Constitution, all about the Declaration of Independence, all about freedom, all about the Republic. We'll have William Federer a little later on. Of course, he's a best-selling author and a nationally known speaker. He's going to discuss our amazing heritage. Stephen Lenman will also join this morning and discussing some of the turmoil around the globe. You know Stephen as a writer and a radio show host on the Progressive Radio Network, and Dr. David Krupa will also join. He is and does believe that Texas is a freestanding constitutional republic. He will be in as well. Welcome to this absolutely beautiful day. It probably is appropriate to begin the program by saying, when in the course of human events becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Those are just, oh my, the first few words of one of the most astounding documents ever written in the history of the world. Welcome, Power Hour Nation. Like I said, we have a terrific show for you today. It's 2 minutes after the hour. Let us start with one piece of news from The Guardian. Donald Trump's newly convened Commission on Election Integrity to gather detailed information on the country's voting population prompted a backlash before the weekend. 24 states have resisted the request on privacy protection grounds or flat out rejected it as a backdoor effort at mass voter suppression. The president gave voice to his frustration. He tweeted, "Numerous states are refusing to give information to the very distinguished voter fraud panel. What are they trying to hide?" In a letter sent to the states on two days ago, the commission's vice chair, Chris Kobach, asked for comprehensive lists including names of voters, addresses, voting parties, party affiliation, histories, criminal histories, military status, and more. It seems like they could just contact the NSA and find all that stuff out, don't you think? The letter did not spell out how the commission intended to use this information, but in an interview with the Kansas City Star newspaper, Kobach said he wanted to quantify different forms of voter fraud and registration fraud and offer solutions. Well, Google is being fined 2.4 billion euros for abusing its dominance and infringing upon the rights of free trade. This comes from The Guardian. This search engine, this huge market, they've been building their online shopping service, and in a dramatic decision that may have far-reaching implications for the company, they have been fined. Artificially and illegally, they say, promoting its own price comparison service in searches, Google, of course, denied both its consumers' real choice and rival firms the ability to compete on a level playing field. That's what European regulators have said. Ms. Margaret Vestager is the European Commissioner in charge of competition, and she's been accused of having a bias against U.S. firms, but she denies. She told reporters that Google has come up with many innovative products and services, and that's a good thing. What Google does is illegal under EU antitrust rules. Denied her the company's chance to compete. And we will talk more about that when we come back after this break. Thank you. You're listening to the Power Hour on the third of this fourth month.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Welcome back to the Power Hour on a most fabulous day, the day before the 4th of this month, where we celebrate the independence and freedom of the greatest nation on earth called America. So happy to have you joining us today. My friends call me Redneck Nana Sam, and Daniel Brigman will be in at about 8:30. We have a tremendous show if you just joined us. William Federer will be on the show talking about America's heritage. Stephen Lenman will also be on the show. You know him as a tremendous writer and radio show host. And Dr. David Krupa will be on later, too, in the second hour, I believe, in the third hour, I believe. And they'll talk about his take on the Constitution. So grateful you joined us. We were just talking about Google being fined 2.4 billion euros for abusing its dominance of the search engine. You heard Miss Margaret Vestager. She's a European Commissioner in charge of competition, and even though she's been accused of having a bias against U.S. firms, she does deny it. She says that what Google has done, quote, is illegal under EU antitrust rules. It denies other companies the chance to compete compete on their merits and to innovate. And most importantly, it denies European consumers a genuine choice of services and the benefits of innovation. Now, the Silicon Valley giant has 90 days to stop its illegal activities and to explain how it will reform its ways or face fines of up to 10 million euros a day. That's not much for this company. That equates to 5% of the average daily worldwide turnover of its parent company, Alphabet. The commission found evidence that Google was dominant in general internet search markets in all 31 countries in the European Union, and they had a market share of 90%. There have been other companies who have been found guilty of this same antitrust situation, and they've paid fines, including these are Apple, a group of European truck makers, including MAN, Volvo, Daimler, and also Microsoft, Intel, and Facebook. Of course, Google plans to appeal. Did you know that yesterday, which was the second day of the month, back in 1776, John Adams wrote two letters to his beloved Abigail, and he was reporting that history had been made. One day earlier, the Continental Congress had voted to declare America independent from the British Empire. Now, this all comes from an article by Joseph Ellis in the LA Times. He is the author of Revolutionary Summer and Founding Brothers and a lot of books on American history. Adams predicted that that second day would be celebrated by every generation with parades and speeches and songs and what he called illuminations. He got everything right, but even the fireworks, but he got the date wrong. Ellis writes, maybe we got the date wrong. The widespread assumption that the 4th of this month is the day the Declaration of Independence was signed, but there was no singular moment, according to Mr. Ellis, when all the delegates signed that document. Most put pen to parchment a month later, and some signatures were added 4 months after that. So, Ellis writes, why do we celebrate the 4th? Because that is the day the declaration was sent to the printer, who then put that date on the top of the document, and the copies were distributed around the colonies and beyond. That became the date that Americans ever since have recognized as the anniversary of American independence, even though nothing of historical significance actually occurred on that day. John Adams wrote, the resolution passed without one dissenting colony, that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states. In 1777, the Continental Congress decided to take a commemorative day off on the 4th, and over the next decade, cities and towns and states also marked that date. Once established, it gradually achieved a kind of historical significance of its own. Also on Independence Day in 1803, the Louisiana Purchase had been signed by Napoleon. Independence Day in 1863, General Robert E. Lee's army began to retreat from Gettysburg. And if we go back to 1826 on Independence Day, says Ellis, both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died. Adams' last words were, "Thomas Jefferson still lives," although Jefferson had died a few hours earlier. Jefferson's last words, muttered during the preceding evening, were, "Is it the 4th?" Joseph Ellis ends his article with this. Both founders seemed determined to die on schedule, thereby endorsing tomorrow as the sanctioned anniversary for American independence. Again, that's from John Ellis in a post that he wrote on in the Los Angeles Times. He's the author of Revolutionary Summer and many other books of American history. Welcome to Power Hour Nation. You are the Power Hour Nation. We appreciate you being here this morning. If you're unfamiliar with my voice, well, I've only been with you for a few days, so I ask your tender pity as I forge forward as a seeker of truth with you and a demolisher of lies. That's the idea. It's all about the truth. Daniel Brigman will be in at 7:30, and we have a great show lined up for you this day before the Day of Independence. Here's a news report from Oregon. Now, the founding fathers were very familiar with industrial hemp. and now there's an order in law that will help facilitate the sale of industrial hemp products. The Oregon Governor Kate Brown signed a bill into law that paved the way for faster development of Oregon's hemp market and further nullify federal prohibition that's in effect. Senator Ted Feroli introduced Senate Bill 1015 2 months ago. This new law will give the Oregon Liquor Control Commission authority over the processing of industrial hemp. Under this regulatory scheme, the state's hemp business will be treated equally to the recreational cannabis industry. According to the Corvallis Advocate, this could open up new possibilities for the hemp industry, subject to certain limitations. Now, our listeners probably know that hemp is a variety of cannabis grown for fibers and seeds, and for thousands of years, hemp has been grown for cordage and cloth in China and elsewhere in the East. For centuries prior to 1850, all the ships that sailed the waters were rigged with hemp rope and sails. Industrial hemp was grown in the U.S. since the first European settlers arrived in the early 1600s. It was considered a staple crop in the 1800s. The Conestoga wagons and prairie schooners of pioneer days were covered with hemp canvas. This is a very good day to remind us all that the George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams all grew hemp, and they actively advocated for commercial hemp production. Even the Declaration of Independence was drafted on hemp paper. The plant is to be used in more than 25,000 products. There are 9 different markets hemp can be used for: agriculture, textiles, recycling, automotive, furniture, food, nutrition, beverages, paper, construction materials, and personal care. 16 states currently have legalized industrial hemp production for commercial purposes, and 20 states have created research and commercial programs. Slowly but surely, the hemp industry is returning. You may recall that conspiracy to demonize all thing hemp. And they created the Marijuana Tax Act in 1937. This required a little bit of fake news from publisher William Randolph Hearst. And it had to have a little bit of input from DuPont's chemical company and their desire to sell synthetic nylon made from petrochemicals. And it had to have a man in the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, which is now the DEA. His name was Henry Anslinger, and he had a penchant for lying. Although the U.S. government encouraged farmers to grow hemp again in 1944 as part of the war effort, industrial hemp remained a problem for a number of reasons. Number one, anyone could grow it, and the petrochemical companies were concerned about competition with a natural renewable resource like industrial hemp. If that sounds familiar, well, keep in mind, there's nothing new under the sun. This is a story from LifeNews.com, also from the United Kingdom, that is just a heartbreaker and a terrifying episode when courts and decide that they have more rights than parents over their children. There's a young child named Charlie Gard. He's a 10-month-old infant in the United Kingdom, and he's been afflicted with a rare mitochondrial disease since he was born. He will have his life support withdrawn after his parents lost their appeal to transport their son to the United States for an experimental treatment. Baby Charlie, as he has come to be known, cannot breathe on his own. He has seizures, and he has suffered severe brain damage as a result of this disease. 4 months ago, the physicians told Charlie's parents that they did not believe they could do anything further to treat their son, and recommended that they withdraw life support. But despite that grim diagnosis, Charlie's parents raised over $1 million to move him to the United States for treatment. But then the European Court of Human Rights ruled last week that they would not permit the parents to treat their son. They would not allow the parents to remove that boy from the hospital. This is the reasoning they used. The court said that the experimental treatment would not benefit Charlie. It would cause him significant harm. and they actually cited human rights law, which dictates the rights of the child should take precedent over the rights of the parent. Charlie's parents, Chris Gard and Connie Gates, are in their 30s, said they've even been denied the final wish to take their son home to die. Meanwhile, he's on a ventilator. They've got a little bit more time to say goodbye. You're listening to Power Hour this morning. Thank you so much for being with me. My tongue's a little twisted today, but we'll get through the day. We've got a great show for you the day before the 4th. Thanks for listening.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Well, Well, today is a terrific day for freedom and independence, is it not? The day before the 4th. And we have a tremendous show for you today. In case you just joined us, William Federer will be on, the best-selling author. He'll be talking about America's heritage and Independence Day. Stephen Ledman will put his terrific twist on everything. He's the writer and radio show host on the Progressive Radio Network. And Dr. David Krupa will join, I think about 9:30 this morning on his take on the Constitution. Want to remind you, the Power Mall is now open. I know Daniel and his crew have worked so hard during a difficult transition. The Power Mall has is getting every day more of the products that you enjoy and like, and actually are helping your health much more than any pharmaceutical could. You can call the Power Mall and make your orders. 877-817-9829. The Strauss Hot Drops are in. There are soaps, Vitamir products, North American Spice. Living Streams has a probiotic, a deal where if you buy $100 worth of their product, they will throw in some Chabad for free, and it's free shipping. So don't forget thepowermall.com. It is alive and well. Well, we're talking about freedom. And there's nothing free when the world is $217 trillion in debt. This is from the Activist Post. The borrower is the servant of the lender. And through the mechanism of government debt, virtually the entire planet has become servants of the global money changers. Politicians love to borrow money, they write. But over time, government debt slowly but surely impoverishes the nation. Do we not know that? As the elite get governments around the globe in increasing amounts of debt, those governments must raise taxes, keep servicing those debts. In the end, it's all about taking money from us and transferring it into government pockets, and then taking money from the government pockets and transferring that into the hands of the elite. It's been going on for generations, and it's time for humanity to say enough is enough. According to the Institute of International Finance, global debt now has reached $217 trillion. I think the U.S. has 20 of that, with another 70 in unfunded future liabilities. Never before in human history has our world been so saturated with debt. And with all this debt, it funnels wealth to the very top. In other words, it makes global wealth inequality far worse, because it's a system designed to make the rich even richer and the poor even poorer. Right now, the poorest 3.6 billion people on the planet have as much wealth as the eight men. Just eight men have as much wealth as 6.3 billion people combined on the planet. And of course, you Power Our Nation listeners know that did not happen by accident, nor did the destruction of our education system. Baltimore has turned into a democratic wasteland with six schools that can't even produce a single student proficient in English or math. This comes from Natural News. Even though it spends more per pupil than every other large school district, Baltimore City Public Schools is failing to teach students even the basics they need to get by on life. Reports indicate six schools in the district failed to produce even one student who is proficient in English or math. An investigation by Project Baltimore found that five high schools and one middle school should pretty much be shut down, because they're serving no purpose whatsoever. Wow. Frederick Douglass High School had the worst results of all six schools. 185 students in total, 165 achieved a 1/5 on the proficiency scale, with one indicating that these students in no way meet expectations. 19 students partially met expectations, but they were still considered not proficient. You know, I have a faded, falling apart book from 1922, and it was used to teach children to read in those days. It's called the McGuffey's Newly Revised Eclectic Third Reader. On page 115 of that book, that's all stained and falling apart, and I need to get some duct tape to bind it again, it has one sentence that describes why children were being taught to read. Here it is. The great objects of reading are to acquire useful knowledge, to establish your hearts to virtue and to prepare for a right performance of the duties of life. That's what they were learning in 1922. You're listening to The Power Hour. Daniel Brigman will be here right after the break. I'm Redneck Nana Sam. We have a great show for you today. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We'll be right back. Good morning. His truth is marching on. That is true. That is the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. One of his last great performances before he fully succumbed to the trials of mortality that we all lead to, that we all succumb to, and to the grave. Let me wish everyone a very happy Independence Day tomorrow. Those who are willing and able, they rush to the Indian lands to purchase the best fireworks. Kind of ironic, really, to celebrate Independence Day, we illuminate the sky. In similitude of the brilliance, awe-inspiring moment of July 4th, 1776. I say ironic because we got to go to the Indians to get the fireworks. They are illegal in most of the United States, at least the good ones. I think that's a parable about the state of our nation somewhere. Isn't it interesting that we don't celebrate the end of the revolution, like most wars, like World War II, you know, VE Day, VJ Day. We celebrate the beginnings, April 19th, Patriots Day, by the rude bridge that arched the flood, the breeze to April's flag unfurled. Here, once, the embattled farmers stood and fired. Wow, the shot heard round the world. July 2nd, 1776, it became official. Ben Franklin, Livingston, Sherman, Adams, and of course Thomas Jefferson, Declaration, had been approved with slight changes. 2 days later, it was issued. Believe me when I tell you this, the whole world was moved by the fearlessness, the perplexing contradictions between the order of the universe, the soul of man, and the contrasting vanities of the governments of this world. Good morning, Sam. It was I was able to listen a little bit to the news. Great job, and it's great to be with you this morning.
Thank you so much, Daniel. You sound quite eloquent yourself.
Eloquent. That's very good. Sam says I am eloquent. Well, it's a happy day. It's, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs and all those kind of things. It's a day we celebrate. But we're going to take some time and go over this a little deeper and why this is important. I'd like to thank you, Sam, for diving in here, really grabbing the bull by the horn, so to speak, and being part of the team. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, and I absolutely appreciate the forbearance of all your listeners. I have a lot to learn, and I'm willing to do it, but I am a freedom fighter, Brother Daniel.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Amen. We're all learning, aren't we? And I certainly am. And this past week, I've reflected quite a bit about Joyce, of course, her dying, her living, her life, what have you, picking up this baton. I'll never forget some of the hopefully I'll never forget all of them, but some of the lessons certainly I'll never forget that she taught me. And I've asked myself, why am I here? Why am I in this chair? Obviously, there's a practical answer to that and an existential one. Let's try the existential one this morning. I've often told you about my grandfather. I don't know if you've heard the story, Sam, but my grandfather, when I was a young boy, I don't, 5, 6, 7, I don't know. He would talk about it semi-often. He asked me, Danny, what makes America special? What makes it unique? And I didn't know. He says, because in America, our rights come from God, not man, and man can't take them away. And then he concluded with something else that I didn't understand the power of until now, or maybe I still don't, I don't know, but at least more so. He says, and I was taught that in school. I was taught that in school. He was taught that. That is the only thing that is uniquely American. You can talk about the debt, you can talk about the money, you can talk about the great sprawl, you can talk about the great cities, you can talk about the innovations. The only thing that is uniquely American in the modern world, out of the whole modern world from the time of Christ until now, really, of any size, of any purport, is that. Now, I've been accused of preaching at times and being divisive. You know, I've even got emails that says that some of the things I've said religiously or whatever is divisive. Believe me, audience, this is very important things I'm about to talk to you about, to me anyway. I don't want to be divisive, but I want to be unifying. And I received an email about, you know, you don't need to preach. This is a very knowledgeable audience, probably the most knowledgeable out there. I've told you that. I agree 1,000%. But there's something that we all lack, America lacks. And it's the reason I'm here, the existential reason that I'm here, I believe. And I've thought this through very much, the health aspects, my desire for health, my experiences with fighting for my health are a big part of why I'm here. But, you know, the end of last week, we were giving away a satellite from Rick Satellite, which, thank you, Rick. I mean, that's fantastic. I asked one of the most simplest, basic questions about the Bill of Rights so that somebody could win a satellite. Now, I'm not being critical. I'm just making observation. The first two people did not know the answer. That's okay. You know, you don't know until you know. The third person just basically pulled a rabbit out of her hat and dumb luck, fate, whatever. She got it right. How many of you knew that the Seventh Amendment of the Bill of Rights guarantees Americans the right of a trial by jury to be pre-served in any conflict over $20? Okay, America does not know that. I don't know if this audience knows that or understands why, and why does any of this matter? Why does any of this matter? Well, there's a harmony in the universe, a light, a truth. That's why I played that song by Elvis. The balance of nature testifies to it. There's a harmony throughout this. Nikola Tesla asked the question of why does the universe exist as it does? Why do we see the universe as it does? And he answered his own question. He says, because someone imagined it that way. We heard Tom Palladino talk about scalar energy, the light from the sun. The scalar energy, the universal energy, comes down as a double helix. It resonates with DNA, the double helix of our DNA. It is a command. The Bible talks about this. Many of the different religions, ideologies throughout history talk about the same thing. There was darkness. Let there be light. The darkness was commanded by the light. Our earth was born. That is creation. That is not just Christian ideology. That is many, many universal ideologies and thoughts and religions of the world going back thousands of years have the same idea, the same concept. From that light, everything was born. Plants, trees, perpetual motion. The perpetual motion and command and energy of this that can't be stopped. I mean, it's just ludicrous to think that man is going to wear out this planet. The whole thing was created for man. The dominion, free dominion, kingdom, kingly domain was given and crowned and placed upon man's head, not humans, like the United Nations Charter on Human Rights, not humans. You can look up legal term, humans are beasts. Humans are monsters, it says many times, and therefore they're controlled by law, and people try to control them. In the Bible and throughout in many ideologies, man was created. Man, male and female, not humans, but man. The light of man, the light of creation, the light of eternity, the light of the universal energy was put into man, and man was born. He was endowed with certain rights. The ability to see, the ability to think, the ability to create. Male and female get together and they create offspring, and it goes in perpetual motion, just like the plants, just like everything that we see. The planet that we're on, it was given to us and commanded to us by light, by universal energy. You can say God, you can say creator, whatever you want. I do not want to divide you on this point. So we go throughout our existence, we rise, we fall, we fight. I just saw the movie Wonder Woman. Fantastic movie. It has a lot of Greek mythology in it. Zeus, stop me if you've heard this story, right? Zeus makes man, and then one of the gods, Ares, the god of war, thinks that man is flawed, thinks that man is, it was a mistake for Zeus to give lightning, you see it? Light, truth, energy into man. And he went to make war and to show Zeus what a mistake he made and to have people at each other's throats and have eat each other, kill each other. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like the Lucifer story? The factual and the allegorical truths of the Bible are universal. and they go back thousands and thousands of years. Now, what did we do here in this continent? What happened here? What is the miracle that happened on this continent that we celebrate tomorrow, that we buy the fireworks and we light up in the sky? It's that a nation honored and respected that endowment, that light, that creation, that the Creator is in us. Where does Christ tell us that the heavens are? Where is heaven? Where is heaven? It is within you. Where is the throne of God in this world? Where is the Creator's seat? It is in you. That is straight out of the Bible, straight out of Christian theology, straight out of Greek mythology to one extent or another. These universal truths, what, you know, I'm partial, obviously, to the Christian type, the biblical type foundation. But those universal truths do not totally belong to this religion or this ideology. It's throughout the universe and throughout centuries have had this same idea that lightning came down and struck man and gave him something, and that we can create with our imagination. Why does the universe exist as it does? Because someone imagined it, a creator. The theory of evolution has damaged that, completely eroded our law, the constitutional law, the Declaration of Independence, the charter of our nation. What's uniquely American is that we honor that lightning bolt that struck down in the heart and soul of each man, that we can have ideas, that we can build, that we can destroy, that we can love, that we can cry, that we can have joy, that we can laugh, and that we can have dominion over all this world. It is so decreed by the universe. And all governments and all men who sit in opposition to that decree defy God, defy the Creator, defy universe, whatever word you want to put in it, they defy it. It is an offense. How in the world did one country, the size and the scope and the breadth of the United States, latch hold to that idea and declare it by law? Obviously, it was rooted, in our case, it was rooted in Christian theology, biblical philosophy. The people who came over here were extremely well acquainted with the Bible, extremely well endowed with that type of knowledge and believed it. The book, the pamphlet, Common Sense, the most important book in American history beside the Bible, it was a biblical plea. It asked, where is the God of America? It is only in the heavens, only in the heavens. The endowment of the universe, the of creation itself, can only be ruled of what is inside the heavens, is inside each man and woman. That is it. And the government that should go from that, from the United States of America, had a public trust to do one thing and one thing only. One thing and one thing only, not to keep us safe, not to give us welfare, but to protect our endowment, to protect the law. God bless America, America the beautiful. We're going to play some of these songs. They are hymns to the universal creator. I mean, the words of those songs ring true and testify to what I'm telling you right now. There is nothing like the Declaration of Independence in millennium since the Mosaic Law that protects that endowment on a universal national level of this scope. Are you for real? Everything else is the de-evolution, the evolution of man, that we came from an amoeba and that we evolved. And as we evolved, that man needed to be controlled, that man needed to be governed, and man needed to be brought up to a higher state of evolution. No, the Christian mythology, the biblical mythology and allegory is that we descended into humanhood, into this world, into man, and that we will ascend back to the light, to the energy where we came from. We did not evolve, we descended. The allegory of Christ on the cross, dying, it's literal and figurative. The figurative one, where did Christ die? He died in every one of us. His spirit is in every one of us. He descended and condescended to each one of us to emblazon the hope, the truth, the light of the universe on our soul. And there is one country of any size in millennium that respects that endowment. The Constitution then becomes the bylaws. The Declaration of Independence is the charter. The Bill of Rights is the greatest part of the Constitution by far. The Supremacy Clause in the Constitution, the Commerce Clause, the borders. We have a nation, yes, but the Bill of Rights. Why? Because it was no crosses count, can't be fooled. You can't get around it. We will honor the charter. We will honor the trust. This government will do it. It is a body of negative law for everybody in the government. They all take an oath to it. The police, I'm sorry if this offends you. That's the state of the world we're in. You are routinely offending the Bill of Rights. You are routinely offending the charter of this country. You are routinely offending the universal harmony and energy of every cell and every particle of every being, plant, thing in this universe. It all testifies to the lightning, to the dominion, to the power that is in each one of us. And when you sit there and think that you have the right to stop me, to question me, to control me because you suspect something just arbitrarily, no, sir. No, sir. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. I'll continue. And then our guest, William Federer. This is Daniel.
And Sam.
This is Power Hour Nation. Stay tuned.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
New Mana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Mana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Mana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Mana is great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat.
The mountain to the prairie.
back to the Power Hour. 54 or 55 minutes after the hour now. We let that go a little bit. A Canadian singing God Bless America. Fantastic. I love that song, Sam. I don't know what you feel about Celine Dion, but I love that song.
Oh, she's got quite a set of pipes, Brother Daniel.
Brother Daniel. We were talking about the Declaration of Independence, America, what it is. The unbelievable illumination that came across this country and expanded came from a root in obviously a biblical foundation, because somebody has to resonate with this. There's been people throughout history that have said this same thing. Socrates, I mean, you can just Plato, you can just go back. People have mentioned all these type of ideas, these concepts. But there had to be a nation that would die, not only believe it, that would die for it. And so the moral high ground, the answer to all our problems are, okay, go back to Wonder Woman. It talks about the duality of man, the god Ares, the god Zeus. Ares was shown the duality, the cruelty of man, the war of man. And we certainly see that in the news every day, every time we turn the TV. The duality of man. Are we going to descend? Are we going to descend to our carnal nature? Are we going to ascend to the light, to the truth, to the glory of our Creator? This is not, I mean, these aren't religious ideas. These are legal ideas in this country. And if we are going to do it, then how can we? So all the universe is waiting for somebody to tap into the order, tap into the love, tap into the harmony. To do that, you can't. There is no force. There is no contrition by force. There has to be love and open and willingness, the will. The only thing that's uniquely yours outside of creation is your will. Your will is yours, endowed to you. So when governments want to control that will and manipulate that will and think that you serve them, all the universe is turned on its head. All the universe is turned upside down and offended. Every particle and every plant and every cell and every being is offended at this universe by the disharmony of the descent, the Luciferian descent. We see the bloodlines of the families, and what do they want to do? They want to control. How do they want? They want to take the throne of God. How can they do it? How can they ascend to heaven to take down the throne of God? Where is heaven? Where is God here? Where is the Creator? Where is the inspiration in you? So he wants to take you and descend you and offend creation and offend God, that it cannot be done, and that God, our Creator, made a huge mistake in doing what he did and endowing us with this light and with this truth. That is the war. That is the battle. All these wars and all these discussions that we have, they all break down at the very base level to what I just told you. We'll be back after this quick 1 minute, 10 second break. We will conclude, and then William Federer.